My name is Adrian Westney Jr., and it's my privilege to welcome you today to another edition of the More Abundant Life radio broadcast. This radio program is one which features inspiring messages and presentations by Pastor Wintley Phipps. And today, we're glad that you've joined us. Today we have part two of the title, A Glorious Mystery. If you heard part one of this message, you will understand why we had to cut it short, but I'm sure that you will want to hear it, to hear the conclusion of it. And so that's what we are going to present today. This is message number 204 in our series. And as always, we're happy that you've joined us, and we invite you to stay throughout our program today as we do have some good things in store for you. Our message will begin after our special music. This is going to be a song entitled My Heart Belongs to You from the CD release entitled Savior, the story of God's passion for His people.
Dancing for a sun that warms the morning sky. Who will know the beauty of my earth? Sense the joy and wonder of its birth? Who will see the glory of the world that I have beside me in the garden, in the coolness of the day? Creation's glorious song that comes from my heart expresses strains of love. Thank you. mystery that soars within my soul. And we can feel the summer wind that moves across the water as it flows. This wondrous paradise and all that you see
that comes from my heart could never
express
the joy when you're here with me.
But only in part, the message of our song will always be true.
The words that are true.
Because
someone to hear
my heart belongs.
One writer said, if you looked into the face of Jesus, you looked into the face of God on earth. If you wanted to know what God was thinking, you listened to what Jesus was saying. He was born into the world in time, yet he existed from all eternity. He was the same yesterday, today, and forever. That day in Bethlehem, Jesus was made flesh. Now, how do we know that? Jesus was made what? Flesh. He was made what? Flesh. Just like you. Just like me. But the scriptures calls it a holy thing because human nature without sin, that's a holy thing. That's a holy thing. Human nature without sin, that's a peculiar thing. But he had flesh like we had. And flesh has its limits. Time ravages flesh. It's amazing how you go back and you see people that you haven't seen for 30 years and you see how, what time does to us. Well, you don't have to go look at them, just look in the mirror. Time does something to you. Time ravages human flesh. Flesh has limits. You can only go so high. You can only go so fast when you're in the flesh. Are you with me today? When Jesus was called to come to Bethany, it took him a while to get there. Because flesh has limits. God became flesh to deal with our sin problem. In a sense, and if you have your Bibles, turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Praise the Lord. What book did I say? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I'm talking about this glorious mystery, verse 21. For he has made him to be what? Sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. This is the mystery of godliness. Now, in a sense, this glorious mystery is still taking place today. The incarnation is still taking place today. Because when you put your faith and trust in Christ, here is what happens. The Spirit of Christ comes and tabernacles in you. And the indwelling Christ is the in the heart of the believer, really is a type of incarnation. When Christ is enthroned in the center of your personality, he is again incarnate in you. You become his hands. You become his feet. You become his eyes. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in the world, incarnate in the world, is the salvation of the world. Christ in you is the hope, your hope of glory. Now, there are people who have tried to explain the mystery of the incarnation. The servant of the Lord says it is, people don't preach on it much because it is impossible. Nobody tries to do this because it's impossible to explain this glorious mystery that God would become human. She says sometimes when people start talking about the humanity of Christ, watch out, because most people don't know what they're talking about, because they veer off theologically into areas and into presumptuous words. They start making Jesus too much like themselves. Are you with me today? It is very difficult to explain this mystery of the incarnation, how Jesus took on human flesh and is like us. But yet, as the scriptures say, what? He has made him to be what? Sin, what? For us, who what? Knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. When Jesus took human nature and became in fashion as a man, he possessed all the human organism. He had eyes like you. Have mercy. He had hands and knuckles and elbows. His necessities were the necessities of a man. He had bodily wants. He was hungry. He was thirsty. I'm talking about God, brothers and sisters, putting himself in a fleshly cage, putting himself in a place of limits. The God who knew no limits trapped himself in a human frame. It is a mystery. It is a glorious mystery. She said he had bodily wants to be supplied, bodily weariness to be relieved. By prayer to the Father, he was braced for duty and for trial. That's why he had to pray. Christ, listen carefully, had to put on humanity. Listen to this. This blew me away. That's why, you know, I'm glad I'm a preacher. All right. Because I have to study. Yes. Amen. Some folks, I know, even with your best intentions, when you're not a preacher, you don't study like you should. Some preachers don't study like they should. But listen to what the servant of the Lord said. Had Christ come in his divine form, humanity could not have endured the sight. The contrast would have been too painful. The glory too overwhelming. Humanity could not have endured the presence of one of the pure, bright angels from glory. We couldn't even handle an angel in our midst. Therefore, Christ took not on him the nature of angels. You didn't hear that. He didn't even come like an angel because we couldn't even handle the brightness of an angel. God took on the likeness of men. But listen to this. This blew me away. She said, he was only here 30 years because 30 years was all we could handle. We couldn't handle more than 30 years. For 30 years, She said, listen, 30 years was all that the world could endure of this Redeemer. Woo! For 30 years, he dwelt in a world that was seared and marred with sin, doing the work that no other could have ever done or ever could do. Now, the humanity of Christ is what is called that holy thing. It is a peculiar thing. It is an unusual thing. It is something. I marvel at how the King James just described it that way. A holy thing. Gabriel said to Mary, that which is in, that is formed in you will be a what? A holy thing. In his humanity, he did no sin. He knew no sin. In him was no sin. He was holy. He was harmless. He did no harm. Surely we can't say that of ourselves. Some of us do harm every chance we get. He was undefiled. He was separate from sinners. He tabernacled among men. He obeyed every jot and tittle of the law to testify before unfallen worlds. He is one who understands our heart when the thorns of life have pierced us through. Yes, there is one, only one. When afflictions press the soul, when the waves of trouble roll, you need someone to help you and understand. He's the one. Reminds me of a story I read. And by the way, you'll never know how great God is until you try him. Amen? Reminds me of a story I read about an infidel, an unbeliever who had just completed an eloquent speech against Christianity. And he said, now, does anybody have any questions? Anyone have any questions? And an old drunkard who had been converted shuffled down the aisle and went up to the platform, took an orange from his pocket, stood in front of the microphone, and just began to peel it. The lecturer asked him to state his question, but the old man just smiled and kept on peeling his orange. And then he stood there eating it. In front of the crowd, section by section, finally wiping his hands on his handkerchief, the old man turned to the infidel and said, now here's my question. Can you tell me, was that orange sweet or sour? The man said, you idiot, how would I know? I didn't taste it. And the old man replied, and how can you know anything about Jesus if you've never tried him for yourself? We can't live up to all of God's requirements. We have to walk with him. I remember going to amusement parks with my boys when they were growing up. And you know, there was always, thank you, Lord, that nervous moment as they walked up to that ride that they've been looking forward to. And there was always that line painted on the wall. You know what I'm talking about? That said, if you don't measure up to this, you can't go in. You had to be that tall or you couldn't ride the ride. And often it was disappointing. Well, when we as sinful human beings come up to God's standard, we can't reach that line. We can't go in. This glorious mystery is that God packaged himself in human flesh. You know, one of the most amazing people of our time is a lady by the name of Diane Fossey. She was killed years ago, but Diane Fossey, for 18 years, hear me, this California-born, privileged zoologist worked with gorillas on the continent of Africa. She worked in the Virunga Mountains in the nation of Rwanda, and she separated herself from civilization and those who, as poachers, sought to destroy the gorillas. And leaving life on one part of this world, she moved halfway around the world to the region of the gorillas, and she literally lived among them. She began living with them, listen to this, in 1963. And 4 years later, 4 years later, in 1967, it was then that she began to see a breakthrough. My God. The gorillas had come to accept her after 4 years. Looking at the gorillas as deserving of her love, she identified with them. She was an unusual woman. She named them all. She cradled their babies. She cried with them. When they mourned their dead, she was there. And she once wrote, "These powerful but shy and gentle animals accepted and responded to my attentions when I acted like a gorilla. And so I learned to scratch," she said, "and groom, and yes," she said, "I'd beat my chest. I imitated my subjects' vocalizations, their hoots, their grunts, their belches. I munched on what they ate. I kept low to the ground like they did, and I was deliberate in my movement." And it was after 18 years with the gorillas, she finally felt at home. She had made her home with them. She was an unusual woman. She became like them. She dwelt among them. They were her friends. When they faced danger, she wouldn't leave. And in the end, in 1985, she was killed. Knifed by poachers whose trade she wanted to destroy. She died like those she came to live among. I said she died like those she came to live among and to save. Well, 2,000 years ago, way up in glory, when the situation seemed hopeless, Jesus said to the Father, "I'll help. I know that man is everything except what he was created to be. I know he's shackled by alienation. I know he's handcuffed to sin. Father, I know man is not what he must be. I know he's not what he could be. I know he's not what he should be. I know he's not what he needs to be. But Father, if you will prepare me a body, one that will bleed, one that will get thirsty, I'll go down. I'll bear their griefs. I'll heal their sorrows." And there he stood on Calvary between an astonished heaven and a trembling earth, in his side blood gushing out. And I hear him say, "This glorious mystery was all for you." Pass me your guilt, I'll give you my grace. Give me your sins, I'll give you salvation. Give me your broken heart, I'll give you everlasting life. Give me your wickedness, I'll give you my righteousness. Give me your hate, I'll give you your love. I'll give you my love. Give me your bad temper, I'll give you my understanding and my tolerance. Give me your meanness, I'll give you my meekness. Give me your arrogance, I'll give you my humility. Give me your deceit, I'll give you my honesty. Give me your evil ways, I'll give you ways that are pleasing in the sight of God. Amen. Give me your evil thoughts, I'll give you clean thoughts. Hallelujah! Amen. Give me your faults, I will give you my favor. Give me your spots and blemishes, I'll give you a clean character. Give me your crimes. I will give you an acquittal. Give me your old habits. I'll give you the spirit of abstinence. Give me your carelessness. I'll give you discretion. Give me your misery. I'll give you mercy. Give me your problems. I'll give you the answer. Give me your distress. I'll give you deliverance. Give me your bitterness. I'll give you my sweetness. Give me your afflictions. I'll give you a cure. Give me your fears. I'll give you my protection. Give me your failures. I'll give you my successes. I will give you my tenderness and strength. Brothers and sisters, this mystery, this glorious mystery, the incarnation, Christ left his heavenly home, lived among us, died upon a cross. This glorious mystery was all for you.
That brings us to the end of our message for today and to the end of our program for today. I do hope that you enjoyed the message and that you understood it. If you would like to obtain a copy of this message, please call the Seabrook Church office at 301-577-6342. The phone number again at the Seabrook Church is 301-577-6342. When you call, you will want to refer to this program by program number 204. That's program number 204. Also, if you would like to visit the Seabrook Church in person, the address is 8900 Goodluck Road in Lanham, Maryland. That's in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Worship services are held each Saturday morning at 8:15 a.m. and 11 a.m. And for more information or directions to the church, you can call the church office. That phone number again is 301-577-6342. Until next time, my name is Adrian Westney Jr. I wish you God's richest blessings until our next program. But until then, remember the words written in John chapter 10, verse 10, where Jesus said, "I came that you might have life, and that that life might be the more abundant life."
Give what's in your heart.